Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
The Bucks get a hard-fought win, but ladies and gentlemen, the streak is over. 83 consecutive games. The organization has put up 100-plus points. That ends today in a Sunday matinee in the Queen City as they take out the Charlotte Hornets today. 93-85. No Chris Middleton. Giannis, just an MVP-type day today where there's not many guys ever. I don't care if you're playing video games. I don't care if you're playing at the YMCA. I don't care if you're playing on an 8-foot hoop at a middle school. There's not many guys that are putting up 40 and 20 in a game. And oh, by the way, it started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which I'll get into my disdain for these early start time Sunday afternoon games in a little while, but it's the Big and Safe Probes postgame show. Bucks win a hard-fought battle today against the Charlotte Hornets. It was a dogfight. Hornets put up a great fight today. That's for sure. A young ball team. No Chris Middleton for the Bucks, and we'll talk to Matt Velasquez. We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer as well after the game here today. But there's a different feeling, there's a different sentiment when you just, I don't know if any Bucks fan truly felt like this game was in jeopardy. It was just a closer game than you'd like to play. It was a weird day from the start. Giannis has 10 points in the first 5.5 minutes of the game. Bucks were up 21 to 5 after the first 5 minutes of the game. Ended that with 6 points in the final 3 minutes of the game, or of the first quarter. So the pace was up and down. In the middle of the second quarter, the ball just stopped. It was slow. It was methodical. It was plodding. But the entire time, the consistent nature and the consistent part of it was Giannis locking down on both ends of the floor, 41, 20, and 6 for the MVP here today as they beat the Charlotte Hornets at Spectrum Center in Charlotte, set up a huge game for a back-to-back coming up tomorrow night in Miami. We'll have Sidney Moncrief on the show tomorrow night here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. A big one tomorrow night as well. But whenever you have a back-to-back and you're slated with the tougher test on the second leg of the back-to-back, it feels to me always more important to get the first one out of the way. You want to get the W that you know you should be able to have. You know that you should be able to take out the Hornets most nights. But this Miami club that you go and face tomorrow at American Airlines is a game that is going to be a little bit tougher. That's a group that is going to be and already handed you the first loss on your season. One of the only three losses you have at Fiserv Forum to that Miami Heat team tomorrow, and they got a little bit better at the trade deadline with the acquisition of Andre Iguodala. They're a little bit different club without my guy Tyler Hero as well, but a big one tomorrow night. And wrapping up the broadcast, Jim Paschke and Marcus Johnson recapped the week for the Bucks here. Start out with a grinding, very similar game. In overtime, tough, thrilling victory when Giannis was fouled out with the final 3.5 minutes of that game in Washington on Monday. That was a 40-pointer from Chris Middleton. Played over 40 minutes, the most any Buck has played all year long. Then you go up to Toronto. First time playing in Toronto since the elimination last year in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Go in, take care of that one. And that was a grinded-out kind of game as well. Couple of big days off, get back from north of the border, and you greet the fans back at Fiserv Forum with a 47-point drumming of the Oklahoma City Thunder, then catch yourself in a fight here today against this group that was a very game Charlotte Hornets team today, as they were not going to be put away early. It felt like this one could have been a blowout from the jump as Giannis was on fire early. Kendrick Perkins, our Radio.com Sports NBA insider, was just loving everything that he was able to see from Giannis today. One of the staunch supporters of the MVP in the little beef that has started with him and James Harden. We had a lot of conversation about James Harden on Friday night. We'll kind of put that into the rearview mirror. But for a game like today, you've seen him dominate so many different times. But a 40-20 stat line is just something that I never will get used to seeing. I don't think it's ever going to become just ordinary for me to watch a dude put up 40-20. And it's not. It's not like Giannis is a walking 40-20. But he's averaging over 30 a night. He's averaging 13 boards and 6 assists. To continue to have even 30-15 games, which Jim Paschke got into today, I want to say he's like his 14th of the year. You're continuing to see video game-like numbers each and every night. And tonight, they needed all of them. They needed all 35 minutes from Giannis. Still, most guys in the MVP race all year long, as a lot of people were concerned, knowing Giannis going to have... I don't like Giannis having to play 35 minutes tonight before a back-to-back. The issue is, you kind of got to test this conditioning at some point going into the playoffs. So many times this year with the Bucks blowing teams out and with a margin of victory of 8 tonight, this one's not going to hurt the point differential, but the Bucks do break their 83-game streak of having 100 points or more. First time in 2019-2020, the Bucks don't score 100. You're going to have to test this coming up into the final stages of the regular season. Luckily, the Bucks can do so with the comfort level of already knowing they're locked in. Essentially knowing they're locked into the number one overall seed with an 8-game lead over Toronto. And that can change at any point, but if anybody thinks this team's losing that many games in a row to allow Toronto to even creep back near making it a contest towards the end, I'd love to hear the rationale. But you can get yourself into some high-powered games, some close, grinded-out kind of nights, big-time situations towards the end. You get to work on a couple of different things. Bucks had a great opportunity to execute an inbound pass that was just flawless. Giannis to Hill with a minute left in the first half. And you're able to do so while still knowing that everything's in front of you. Anything that you would have had a concern about being able to get past another stage is now done. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Bucks get into a tighter game than most would have expected. A 13.5-point number on the game today in the Queen City. Bucks make it a little bit closer than that. To start, the game was nothing but a blowout as the Bucks led by 12 after 5.5 minutes of play. Giannis had 10 points, finishes with 41, 20, and 6. Some other stat lines today, Brooke Lopez good as well in his trip to Charlotte tonight. 4 of 11, though, from the floor, 1 of 5, but had 16 points. Got to the free throw line 11 times, and we're going to hear from Splash Mountain coming up here a little bit later on in the program. Bucks with another win, 3 more blocks from Brooke as well. The only other scorer in double digits tonight was George Hill, and he also 4 of 11 from the floor. Bucks didn't necessarily shoot the ball all that well, just a hair over 40%. Only shot 31 threes tonight, and a percentage for that one, 7 of 31, just over 22.5%. So you play a game on a Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock local time in Charlotte in a sport where every single game is a night game. There's like 5 or 6 random games that you'll find during the year. One is going to be on a holiday. And then they try to sprinkle in these random 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock noon starts. I have always despised early starts for NBA games. These dudes are creatures of habit. Why on earth are we playing this game at noon on a Sunday? But the NBA wants to capitalize on some ratings opportunities, wants to capitalize on no NFL, even though the XFL ratings are maybe opening it up that you can have this on at any point in time. But just a personal beef that I always had with this scheduling of a noon game. Why are we playing with the best athletes in the world when it's just a strange start time? Nobody's ready to go on a Sunday at noon. You just loaded up with some pancakes, you got some eggs in you, maybe a cup of coffee. Unless you're more like me and you rolled out a little bit later, instead it's a donut and a cup of coffee, or maybe a large water. I think a lot of people may be drinking some Pedialyte this morning. Like, nobody wants to be playing basketball at this point. We used to always have in college, and I thought it was one of the dumbest scheduling things I've ever heard. Let's run intramural basketball on Sunday nights at 8. You look around the room. Who was the genius that came up with this? A bunch of people going and sweating at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night? Let's do that on Thursday. Then you can go to the bar. This, you still have 5 hours of daylight. Somebody's going to have to go. If there wasn't snow on the ground, you have to cut the grass after this game. Nobody wants to be doing any of that stuff. Nobody wants to go do yard work after this game. Somebody's going to have a project in their basement. Now, honey, when do the Bucks play tonight? Oh, they already played? Can you help Tommy? His bed is making this really weird noise, and I think one of the floor panels up there is either loose, but can you just go take a look at it? Now you end up for 4 hours sweating, doing some home improvement project that you didn't expect to be able to do. If this game's at 5, you get that out of the way. You get some Robert's Specialty Meats on the grill. Oh, gotta get some of that garlic parmesan. You're able to get some food on the grill, a nice home-cooked meal, maybe a Beauforting at night, because I know you went out and got it all for free yesterday from noon to 3 at Discount Liquor. Great opportunity. Instead, the NBA throws a wrench in everyone's plan and starts this thing up at noon, and it ruined the Bucks' streak. 83 games in a row the organization has put up over 100, and today it ends 93-85 to win. Giannis amazing again. How else do you describe it? 41-20-6. The Bucks improve to 52-8. here in the 2019-2020 soon-to-be championship season in Milwaukee. We'll take a quick timeout. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Don't go anywhere. We got Brooke Lopez coming up, and we'll take you back through some of the highlights of tonight's game on The Fan coming up next. Stay with us, 799-1250, if you want to join the conversation. Baby Tausch hanging out on a Sunday with you on The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks get the win today, 93-85, the final. 83 consecutive games Milwaukee Bucks had scored 100 points. Tonight, the streak is broken. Actually, I should say this afternoon, the streak is broken. I'll get into more of my disdain for these early start times on a Sunday. For NBA players who, what do we talk about with guys in the NBA? They like to party. They like to be creatures of habit. They like to have their own starting lineup. They want to know their rotations. So let's throw a wrench in and start them at 1 o'clock on a Sunday. Whatever. Maybe it's just me being the guy that had to wake up a little bit earlier than expected. 414-799-1250. Appreciate you hanging out. But I just feel like if you want to have a good game, why do we not just play this game in the middle of the night or the evening? You want to start it a little bit earlier because of school tomorrow? Then make it a 5 o'clock start. 4 o'clock, but wake these dudes up and have them there for shoot around at 8:30. Just doesn't feel right to me either way. 414-799-1250. No Middleton today, and the Bucks scoring wise suffer, but Giannis with 41, 20, and 6. Ladies and gentlemen, I just hope that we can never be satisfied or get. It's not mundane because still he's not putting this up every single night, right? When I say you get used to seeing a 40 and 20 game, those have to be marveled at being able to do that kind of stuff for Giannis today on 17 of 28 shooting. 13 of 20 the other night puts up 30. I mean, just the efficient nature that they've been able to fill it up at. And while the 35 minutes today, is it ideal? No. But you're going to want to build up some of this conditioning and test that kind of stuff before playoff matchups where you are playing 3 times in a week, possibly 4 times in a week. That side of it, I kind of like. And the Bucks get that kind of run out of Giannis. Nobody else plays 30 minutes tonight as the Bucks get the win before a big one tomorrow, a back-to-back in Miami. Let's go out to the phone line, 799-1250. Joel's on the south side. He's up on the Fan. Joel, what's happening today?
Hey, what's up, Billy? Hey, kudos to you. Yeah, the 1 o'clock or, 12 o'clock here was weird. And
makes no sense.
It doesn't. And you can look back, hindsight, but to me, it makes sense why they didn't score a lot today because it probably did mess with them. But when I was watching the game, like, obviously I'm rooting for the Bucks to win, but I found myself rooting more for the streak. So, like, if it had to be one or the other, I'd be like, okay, score 100 if you're going to lose. I don't know. I think streaks are cool, and it's not like a weird streak. It wasn't like, second game of a back-to-back, Bucks win by 10 or more, like something weird like that. Like, 100 points a game or more, that shows you, like, they're good and they're beating people. But, I'm not one of those people that thinks you can't have both. So, like, people that are saying, like, oh, don't win a bunch of games because then you won't win the title. Like, no, they're not mutually exclusive. You can win 72 games and win the title. So,
that's
like,
a good point.
I wanted them to keep all those streaks and everything so that when we look back, we're like, man, that team's, like, one of the best teams to ever do it.
They would have to get into that conversation, Joel, if you go in through an entirety of a season, every single regular season game, you're scoring 100 points. I mean, Ted Davis, while he was going through the early stats today, as I was coming in, said, well, the Bucks average 120 a night, and the Charlotte Hornets average 103. So something's going to have to give tonight. That's kind of historic stuff that I still love to see.
It's crazy, too. And you think, okay, they didn't score 100 points today. If you didn't know better, like, oh, they must have lost. I mean, I know it's the Hornets,
right.
But no,
good
they
point.
Still won on the road. It was a good game.
It's a tough one, and Joel, I appreciate it, man. You need to have some of these nights that are going to be tougher than others. And the Bucks are able to get it today without Chris Middleton, out with a sore neck. Is there a better time to rest a guy like Chris Middleton than on a Sunday matinee when you go into a big game against Miami tomorrow night? No. Couple of days off. Middleton got himself the burn the last couple of games earlier in the week. Plays 40 minutes against Washington. Has to run for, I think, 35-36 against Toronto as well. Him and Giannis both got some extended play in that one as well. But then you're able to take a couple of days off. That's the kind of load management and the way you save the legs for the playoffs while still showing not only yourself, because all these guys know how talented they are, all these guys know what kind of athletes they are, but when you do get yourself back into that run, when you do get yourself to those types of numbers, play time, you're used to it, you know you're able to bounce back a little bit better. I think there's something to be said for the Bucks getting a little bit more of a sweat going through the last couple of games here, the last 20 games or so that they're going to play here in the regular season. They got some big tests coming up. And tomorrow, front end of a back-to-back, a very, very winnable game. You had to get this win today. And while it did not look pretty, it was not beautiful. The Bucks do win 93-85 today against a very game Charlotte Hornets team on a Sunday matinee. Michael is on the south side of Milwaukee. He's up on the fan. Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Bill. I'm not trying to overreact too much, but I don't understand how Bledsoe can be. You know, some games he looks like he's a top five point guard in the NBA, and then there's games like this where he just completely disappears. Like, if he just plays decent today, it's a blowout. And
sure.
You know, I love this team, and I love Bledsoe. I think he's great, but moving forward, it just really terrifies me that you never know what you're going to get out of him on a game-to-game basis.
Michael, I don't, and same thing, I appreciate the call. I don't know if it had anything to do with it today, but if you were wondering, Terry Rozier, now a member of the Charlotte Hornets, don't know if those have anything to do with each other. We all remember how much fun those two had at each other's expense during their playoff matchups, Bucks and Celtics. I don't think that had, I don't know if that had absolutely anything to do with it today. Rozier wasn't tremendous, 6 of 18, but Bledsoe did have an off night. I found myself saying the same thing about Pat Connaughton, though, in this game. Just did not look great. Shooting-wise, nobody played well outside of Giannis, to be honest. I mean, 3 of 11 from Wes Matthews today. He took some really, really tough looks. Trying to post up against 6'8" Miles Bridges and just a bad look at a hook shot. Brooke Lopez put the ball on the deck a couple of times today. Although in the last few nights, turning the basketball over had become a very regular occurrence for this Bucks group. They did not turn the ball over like that today. Instead, it was 41 and 20 points. Really, once Giannis starts developing that skill set, he's going to be a pretty good player. I think that guy's got some talent, but he's got to learn how to play basketball first and really, you know, learn how to play the game, hone his skills, not just run around and dunk. And he's going to be he might be a nice player at some point in his career as well. 799-1250 if you want to hop on here like Joel and Michael just did on the phone lines as well. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. I'm inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. Austin, Texas is here as well. We're about ready to get on our way out to spring training next week. We will be in Phoenix, Arizona, next Sunday. Next Sunday, the Milwaukee Bucks will also be in Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be out at the game checking in. My guy Mitch Ross will be in here for the show that night. Also, you'll get a couple of nights of Joe Zanzola here while we're in Arizona covering spring training for the fan. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage. Just talked to Bill Michaels in Arizona. He is getting ready to do his daily shows from 10 to 2 this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the big unit going to be in Arizona. Friday, dudes in Madison, guys all over the place on the statewide Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And then once again, I'll be out for the Wendy's Big Show starting up on March 9th. March 9th through the 13th, we are live from American Family Fields of Phoenix. It looks gorgeous right now. One guy that I was excited to see if he'd make the club, Logan Morrison, with a big-time three-run shot. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. But you're used to seeing daytime baseball, daytime basketball, a little bit different. I think it may have had something to do with the X factor in today's game as well for the Bucks and Hornets.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
I'll tell you what, once he does start to learn how to play offense.
and if he could only develop his skills.
But you see that touch pass?
Do.
See that touch pass? I mean, give me a break.
Marcus Johnson and Jim Paschke having some fun. Marcus Johnson then explains and expounds upon that joke that he had at the James Harden expense. It almost makes you wonder if this stuff, is it good to just keep adding some more fuel to this Giannis fire? I mean, for Bucks fans, yeah, I'm down with it. Anybody else want to talk some stuff about the MVP? I'm here for you. I'll give you the phone number. You know what? Any NBA player wants to call and talk stuff about Giannis's game, I'll give you the special guest hotline number. How about that? You won't even have to wait on hold at 414-799-1250. Just get right on. And you can say whatever you want, saying how Giannis doesn't know his offensive game. Maybe he's got to work on his full skill set. Or you just want to go right at it and say, man, he dribbles with his head down or something. Or not many personal shots I would like to take, but either way. I mean, whatever any NBA player wants to come on and talk some stuff about the MVP, just add some more fuel to the fire that burns inside 34, and we get more, if it means that we get more games like today out of Giannis and the other night at home when the Bucks blew out Oklahoma City by 47, I'm all game for it. 41-20 today from Giannis Antetokounmpo, 17 of 28 from the floor. He was 1 of 4 from downtown. And here's the other hidden stat, as we've talked a lot about the free throw shooting from Giannis all year long. Ever since changing up the rhythm, changing up his approach when he goes to the foul line, going to just 5 dribbles instead and putting it up, 6 of 7 from the foul line earlier today. I want to say, and I'll ask Matt Velasquez for certain, when exactly he told everybody that he had changed his rhythm up. Something like 75% in the last 2 months is Giannis from the foul line. I think those are really important numbers as well when you try to project this team and the validity of what they're going to be able to do come playoff time, because that's a huge part of his game come playoff time. Teams are going to want to put him at the line. And walking up and hitting them every single time you go to the stripe, being able to know that you're going to be able to hang at those points. And also, just take advantage when defenses don't know how to defend Giannis. A lot of guys play defense with their hands, don't move their feet when they're a little bit scared of what exactly they have in front of them. 414-799-1250. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Coming on back here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, we'll hear from Coach Budenholzer. Also hear from Brooke Lopez. Straight ahead, that's next on The Fan.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Way through our fourth quarter. And Antetokounmpo. Oh, my goodness! He's inhuman! We need to check to see if he's got hair on the bottom of his feet.
7 flushes, and this is the infallible.
Oh, my goodness!
Him release off the floor.
No one else in the planet does that.
That's the Charlotte Hornets television broadcast of a Giannis thunderous right hand in the middle of the third quarter. ESPN picked up the call. We had to bring it to you because Jim and Marcus, sorry, that was early fourth quarter. Jim and Marcus had a pretty good call of it, but that one, I mean, that's that's hard to beat. But let's hear what our guys on Fox Sports Wisconsin had to try to combat that one.
By the way, Mr. Adetokounmpo has another ho-hum 31-point 15 rebound game with 6 assists.
Oh, my goodness.
There it is. He tricked. And one.
Please, people, appreciate what it takes to be able to come out of a spin that's spinning inertia and then elevate up and over like 6'10 rim challengers.
Okay, that was pretty good. Good work, Jim and Marcus, as they went right after it. A spinning throwdown from Giannis with one hand, and it was all electric and thunderous as he punches down with the right hand. That made it just a four-point game, though, at 80-76. And this one hung in the 70s for quite some time as neither team scores 30 in any given quarter. Bucks had a six-point lead after one, had one of their lowest point totals in a quarter at 19 in the second, and it just got stagnant from there. Ultimately, the Bucks just with a four-point lead going into the half. They outscore Charlotte by 6 in the third, but they play to a 25-up tie in the third. That is a recipe for the Bucks having their streak of 83 consecutive games scoring 100 points snapped today in Charlotte.
The streak is over.
Sorry, I've wanted to play that all day. I've wanted to play Michael Cole saying the streak is over all day long. Now we can finally hear from Mike Budenholzer in peace.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com. Or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Coach Bud has an update as to maybe why there was a lackadaisical Eric Bledsoe. That's right now, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, the head coach Mike Budenholzer on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show.
Brooke, this Charlotte team is...
Sorry, that's Brooke Lopez on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. This is Mike Budenholzer on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show.
I think to come in here and find a way to win in kind of an old-fashioned defensive kind of dogfight, you know, it's good for our group. And without Chris and Bled just not at 100%. So, you know, it's good to find different ways to win, and we certainly had to do that today. Charlotte's, their players are playing hard, executing both ends of the court. JB's doing a great job, so it's a good win for us today.
Since Bled's not at 100%, what's holding
just like
him back?
A little bit of stomach, a little, but he's fine. But he's just not 100.
A lot of different defenses coming at Giannis, nothing new, but how do you think the team's responding, especially with those double teams?
Yeah, I think we're getting better. You know, it's good for us to get reps, to get practice, you know, make them, you know, kind of think about what are they going to do. And, you know, his footwork and his shooting, you know, the fadeaway is just getting better and better. His play out of the post is getting better and better. You know, I think he's finding open people, open cutters, open shooters. And then, you know, he's scoring when he's played one-on-one. So, yeah, he's Giannis.
That feels like the most anyone's forced him to play out of the post, the most that he's just played out of the post in any game this season. What kind of has impressed you most in his development as a post player?
You know, I would say the way he's shooting it right now, whatever move he's getting to, you know, I just think the way he's kind of coming off the dribble and getting into a shot, you know, the technique, the form, everything, it looks like he's just making a high level of his, you know, kind of shots in the post. And then, you know, he's reading the defense and starting to pick him apart. And I think our spacing hopefully is getting a little bit better. We're getting more practice with it, some we're talking about. So, but, you know, he's just, and then you add in the footwork, you know, and it's just, you know, he's just really growing there.
I know there was a bunch of times today you were talking to different guys about where they should be cutting on those post-ups. How does that kind of develop throughout a game and throughout a season for everyone off the ball when he posts up?
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's good. We have a lot of dialogue. We have good, you know, in film sessions, we talk about things, and, you know, different people are going to do different things to them. So we got to kind of be prepared for everything. And sometimes they, you know, put smaller guys out there. So, you know, we finished at times, you know, really small. But, yeah, it's just, I think our guys are starting to really kind of, embrace that challenge of figuring out how to space around Giannis.
He's got dicey there a bit in the fourth quarter. Then Giannis comes in, and he kind of closes the game out for you. What were you most impressed by in the way he was able to get going there down the stretch?
Yeah, just the force he played with. You know, I think, you know, he got to the free throw line. You know, he finished. Felt like he found George kind of in a, you know, around the basket for a foul that, you know, was going to be a layup or a foul. So he kind of, he did everything. And then defensively, you know, felt like he was in good places, you know, was able to get rebounds. You know, so he's just, he did everything for the last, you know, really probably the whole quarter after got a little break there.
Obviously the defense was really good today, but what kind of sticking points on offense stood out to you?
You know, we certainly didn't shoot it very well. So, and then with the turnovers, you know, really first half felt like we had a ton of turnovers. I think 8 different guys with a turnover in the first half, and we just couldn't take care of the ball. Weren't getting good looks, weren't making shots. Their defense is good. So, a little bit of everything. All right, thanks.
I was just going to say, defensively, I think you held Rozier and Graham to under 40% combined from the field. Just having those guys trail over the pick and rolls and those rear view contests, is that something you teach and preach throughout the season with the guys that you have? Because it seems like, you know, Dante, Eric, George, that those guys are able to do it without fouling, but also to kind of get in those guys' heads of, should I shoot it, should I pump fake, should I pass?
No, it's certainly something that we work on and we talk to them, you know, but I think all of those guys that you just mentioned are really gifted, you know, defensively, and they're athletic, and they can get shots. And so, you know, you get one, you know, even if it wasn't today, you know, earlier in the season, you block a couple shots, they see it. What Bled does from behind, you know, Dante, George, you know, Pat, they're just, it's something they're really good with it. They just take, you know, some of the stuff we give them and they run with it and make it better. Thanks.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
We just got the update on Eric Bledsoe's condition. A little stomach bug. No problems playing today. Struggled, though, 2 of 8 from the floor. Still Kyle Korver out. Already ruled out. He was already ruled out for today's game on Friday when we last spoke, but won't be available for Monday night's game either. That from our guy Eric Name and Chris Middleton. Expected to be able to go tomorrow, but a little bit coy. We'll hear from Matt Velasquez, and he'll give us an update coming up from Charlotte as the Bucks win 93-85. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, 799-1250. If you want to join the conversation, Bucks basketball talk after an 8-point win in Charlotte here on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the Game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Welcome back. Bucks win 93-85 today in Charlotte. They win in the Queen City. Giannis, tremendous again, right? If you didn't know, the guy's pretty good at basketball. Even James Harden might say that he's okay. 41-20-6-1. That one is also a steal that Giannis put together as he is well on his way to another All-NBA defensive team. He's already basically a lock to win as first-team All-NBA. He's a heavy runaway favorite to win his second consecutive MVP. Some people even thought that he might find himself in the unanimous MVP conversation. Tomorrow night is a way to keep yourself in that conversation. Go out and help your team go get a win against the Miami Heat on the road, one of the only teams here in the NBA that this Bucks team has not been able to beat in 2020. They only have played the Miami Heat one time. That was on opening night at Fiserv Forum, second game of the NBA season. First home game for the Bucks, and they lost to the Miami Heat, but they have an opportunity to go get that back in South Beach with a W coming up just this weekend or tomorrow night as they finish up the back end of a back-to-back here in South Beach tomorrow night. Obviously, those guys will get themselves over onto a plane tonight, fly over to South Beach, have a chance to catch a couple of Z's, right? Hang out. Nothing else to do in Miami, so probably nothing going on a Sunday night. I can't imagine everybody's going to be having too much fun here tonight. Eric Bledsoe being sick. Also, that a report, as we just heard from Mike Budenholzer. We'll hear from our own guy, Matt Velasquez, coming up here momentarily on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. But first, let's get the defensive play of the game tonight, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
It up to George Hill. He spins away from Devontae Graham. DiVincenzo able to hand it off to Brook Lopez, who powers through. PJ Washington wants a jump ball. The foul is against him.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bringing in now from the Queen City, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, JS Online, and online on Twitter at Matt_Velasquez. How you follow along his coverage of your Milwaukee Bucks. Matt, appreciate it. 41-20-6. I tried to put it into words just how incredible that is, but all I said is there are a lot of guys that'll sit on their couch, play a lot of 2K, and not be able to get a number like that. I don't care if you're playing on an 8-foot hoop at a middle school. You put up 41-20. That's damn impressive.
Yeah, I think the best way I can describe it is I was talking to Brook Lopez after the game, and I told him, I said, you guys, you know, for the past, you know, 2 years he's been here, but probably longer than that in general, I was like, you guys always say, like, you're not surprised by stuff that Giannis does, but are you surprised this was his first 40-20 game, you know, that it hasn't happened before? Mm-hmm. And he laughed. He was like, you know, that's probably the closest I'll ever get to being surprised by something that Giannis does, you know, because, you know, you think that by this point, you know, all things he's done, that he would have done it before, because he's just that dominant. But yeah, no, today was the first day. So, you know, it was pretty incredible.
And for a guy that isn't going to take much as external motivation, I don't really buy into Giannis being a guy that has a major chip on his shoulder that every single time it's more about trying to prove somebody wrong or stick it to somebody else. StatMuse has put together his stat line since the James Harden comments. 62 minutes, 73 points, 33 rebounds, 12 assists, a plus-minus of 66, and shooting over 62%. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, not bad. You know, and I don't think that necessarily all of that is inspired by James Harden. I think that would be, you know, somewhat disrespectful to Giannis to say that, you know, he wouldn't just be motivated, you know, on his own. And I think today with Chris Middleton out again with that sore neck, you know, Giannis had to do a lot. I mean, the rest of his team wasn't shooting the ball very well. They had a lot of turnovers, and he was the one who, you know, was able to find the seams for drives, for shots, get to the free throw line. Like, he made it happen out there. You know, part of that was, it was funny, he was talking to George Hill after the game, and he was like, you know, like, I never used to have good games against the Hornets, but I realized that it's because Marvin was there. And now Marvin Williams is with the Bucks. He's like, oh, like, I had a little bit more space, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, part of it might have been kind of joking, but also Marvin Williams is a good defender. And so having that extra length and a savvy vet who knows where to be, like, you know, that makes things tough on Giannis.
What Marvin has been able to do in the amount of time, Matt, maybe, I don't know if it's necessarily surprised me how much run he's gotten, but his effectiveness on the defensive side, also offensively, has been a big plus for this team since bringing him over.
Yeah, definitely a quieter game today than we've seen from him in the past. But I asked Bud before the game, like, okay, you have Marvin, you have Ersan, play at the same position. How do you try to make the most of those two guys down the stretch? And he said that they're going to, at least now, like, they're going to go with Marvin. And they want to give him some time to, you know, build that chemistry and get used to being with the team and, you know, kind of just get fully involved and feel involved with what the team is doing. And that may change at some point. But for right now, you know, Marvin's going to be that guy, you know, backing up Giannis, playing in the second unit. And, you know, depending on what he does, you know, we could see a lot more of him. And right now, based on what he's done already, I think that, you know, I would expect to see a lot more of him.
Yeah, we've definitely seen a little bit less of Ersan since Marvin's come in. And that was where you and I talked right after the acquisition was made. That was probably the most logical spot of where the minutes would come from.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ersan, you know, we all know what Ersan can do. That's part of what Bud says. Like, we know who Ersan is, what he can do. He's like, oh, we have a lot of confidence in him and what he brings. But, you know, right now it's only been, you know, 5 or 6, 7 games at most since Marvin's been playing with the Bucks. So they want to give him plenty of opportunities to, you know, get used to the new scheme, the new system, his new teammates, you know, and all of that, so that they can really get a good idea of what he could bring. They have a generally good idea of what he has brought in the NBA. He's a 15-year vet. But seeing exactly what he'll bring now, they're going to let that have some time to, you know, ruminate over it a little bit.
Matt Velasquez joining us here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show live from Charlotte after the Bucks beat the Hornets tonight 93-85. The streak is over, Matt, at 83 consecutive games, scoring 100 points. It felt like it was in jeopardy, and then it still felt like they had a chance to get it there at the end of the fourth, like about 3.5 minutes left. The game kind of slowed down. Brooke went to the line. Giannis went to the line a couple of times. And you thought maybe if Charlotte just kept it close and extended the game, they were going to be able to extend the streak. But people loving that online. What can you compare that type of a streak to out of things that we've seen? Because all the other groups that had done it, I was looking at the 80 Denver Nuggets. The Spurs had two teams that did it in the decade of the 80s. But no one has really done it in the last 20, 25 years.
Yeah, I don't even know what to compare it to. It's just them beautiful stats that sports give us sometimes that, like, you know, it happens in baseball a lot. And it's like, oh, if you kind of just cut down to a certain number, like, oh, like this team's done this thing for this many games, and it's like, okay, like, I don't know if that means anything, and
right.
I still don't know if this means anything, but it was cool. It was something. It was interesting. It was different. You know, I asked Giannis about it after the game, and I knew kind of what his response would be. He's like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, he's like, we don't care. Like, I don't.
Sure.
It doesn't matter to them. Doesn't register to them. He goes, maybe it means something to the coaches, but it doesn't mean anything to me. He's like, we're just happy that we're winning and we're, you know, doing whatever. But yeah, you know, I've enjoyed. You know, folks on Bucks Twitter having fun. I know a lot of them were in my mentions afterwards with jokingly sarcastic responses like, "Oh no, like, you know, we're doomed. Like,
it's over.
What's the point of even watching? What's the point of even watching anymore? Like, this team is awful." And I do enjoy those jokes. I enjoy that you know, people are taking it lightly and having fun with it. And you know, that's what it's all about.
It allowed me to play a wrestling highlight clip of Michael Cole calling out that the Undertaker's streak at WrestleMania was over. So in that sense, Matt, I got a lot of enjoyment out of it as well. Matt Velasquez joining us from Charlotte here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Matt, before I let you get going here really quickly, any update on Chris Middleton to report here today? As we wait in terms, Matt, appreciate the time here today, man. That's Matt Velasquez joining us from the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Just lost a little bit of the connection there with Matt here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. We'll get him all cleaned up. Oh, he's back with us. All right, Matt Velasquez is back with us here from Charlotte. Matt, any update on Chris Middleton?
Yeah, I talked to him before the game, and I said, hey, like, you know, sore neck, what happened? And he was like, it's just one of those things where know what you actually did, and you can't really do anything about it. It just kind of hurts. You know, they're just going to give him some time, and Bud is hoping that he'll be able to play Monday in Miami.
Well, hopefully, yeah, we do get to see him tomorrow night in Miami. We'll talk to Matt, you tomorrow here on the postgame show after the Bucks take on the Miami Heat. Looking forward to it. Enjoy South Beach at least for, like, maybe a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. I'm just going to have a really sad day of being in airplanes and trying to get a nap at the hotel, and I'll barely be outside. And But, you know, that's what I signed up for, so here we are.
There you go. I like that kind of enthusiasm. And also, Matt, I mean, there's not much that anybody can have fun doing in Miami, so I don't think you're missing much at all.
No, no. I haven't heard of anyone ever having fun there.
Yeah, so, I've heard it's a really, really tough spot.
Thank goodness.
Take it easy, man. We'll talk tomorrow night.
All right, can't wait.
That's Matt Velasquez joining us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I love talking to Matt after these games. Goes inside the locker room and immediately dials us up, and we get to pull him up right here and talk Bucks basketball with him on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Appreciate Matt's time each and every night. Follow him on Twitter at @Matt_Velasquez. Tweets all game long, has great information. A good way to keep detailed with the game and also see where everybody stacks up numbers-wise. Matt and Eric Name also doing a great job as well with that, but Matt, you read his stuff. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they actually still print newspapers, so he's got to get game stories in earlier than most, and then he gets to call us right here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Come on back, take a look around the scoreboard in the NBA. A couple of shockers over the weekend. Detail those, and the Bucks did something, were able to avoid something that a lot of other big-time teams across the NBA were not so lucky to do today. We'll fill you in next. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
What did Milwaukee's MVP do today? Could he be a back-to-back MVP? It's time for the MVP Minute. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on The Fan.
Well, the MVP did something the MVP has never done before. Giannis's first 40-20 game of his career. 41 points, 20 rebounds, 6 assists for Giannis tonight. Just in a remarkable, remarkable outing by the MVP tonight. And it's good enough for Giannis tonight to be crowned the Chevy MVP of today's game. How about that? You can check out the new 2020 Chevy Silverado at WisconsinDrivesChevy.com. Let's take a listen to a couple of big-time ones from Giannis. This one that we had some fun with. This is the Fox Sports Wisconsin version of a Giannis spinning one-handed flush.
By the way, Mr. Adetokounmpo has another ho-hum 31.15 rebound game with 6 assists.
Oh, my goodness.
There it is.
People appreciate what it takes to be able to come out of a spin, that spinning inertia, and then elevate up and over like 6'10 rim challengers.
So that's Marcus Johnson and Jim Paschke, as you heard right there. Giannis at that point had only had, you know, 31 points and 15 rebounds. What a weak day at the office. Instead, he ends up with 41-20. A heck of a run. This one in a tighter game than the Bucks would have liked. This was a 3-point game, then a 5-pointer in the fourth quarter.
And look, the reason they're turning it over, missing some shots. Bucks have the number one defense in the league. That's a big reason behind that. Nice job.
Oh. Beautiful. Adetokounmpo has 36.
Just a clean baseline dump from Giannis to drop it into the bucket. This one started early and often. Giannis had 10 of the Bucks' first 20 points, and they all came in the first 5.5 minutes of the game.
You could just pretty much give him the Eastern Conference Player of the Month every month, just based on numbers alone.
Look at that.
Got him.
Yes, and one.
Got him.
Biombo, the foul.
So that was early. What about right in the middle, when we were able to get a little bit of trash talking about the skill set?
I'll tell you what, once he does start to learn how to play offense.
and if he could only develop his skills.
But you see that touch pass? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, if only the guy had a skill set, he would be one of the best players in the NBA, bar none. No doubt about it. Thanks, James Harden. We really appreciate any kind of smoke you want to throw at Giannis right now. I said it earlier on in the show. Any NBA player wants to call and talk ish about the MVP, come on in. We'll give you the hotline number. We'll put you right on, and then we'll record it. We'll even make it one of those cool audiograms where we put your picture behind it, all the words, so nothing gets missed in translation, nothing gets missed in audio, and we'll send that out. We'll put it all over social media, so Giannis will for sure know exactly what you were talking about, because Giannis does say he's not on social media. Don't worry. He follows the fan. Everybody should. At 105.7 FM, the fan. No, Gina Della from Pella does. And you guys need to follow Gina Della from Pella right now today and get yourself the opportunity to save a bunch of money, also make your home not only more energy efficient. We talk about the kind of money that you can save with upgrading your windows or maybe your patio door to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But also, think about the property value that you're getting when you upgrade to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, guys. That's another aspect of this. Never overestimate what you are putting on the market when you're talking about your home and the opportunity to make it even more valuable than ever before, guys. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, simplifying your life, not only trying to save you money, but make your home more affordable and also more attractive to buyers once that does come to the time of your life. Or maybe you just need a move. Maybe you are looking to relocate. Make sure you're getting the most for your property with a replacement of your old leaky windows to beautiful new energy-efficient Pella windows. Guys, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin handles everything with just one call, from measuring, custom manufacturing, and installing. They service, if needed, their windows, but don't think you're going to need that all that much. And then back them with a limited lifetime warranty and even offer better-than-bank financing. Imagine that. One source to handle everything. It's like what everybody wants streaming services to do with your television. Instead, you got to go here to get the Brewers games and the Bucks games. You got to go to this one to be able to watch anything on television. You need to go to this one just to get ESPN. Instead, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin just doing it all under one roof, ladies and gentlemen. 19030 West Blue Mound Road in Brookfield. That's the roof we're talking about for Pella Windows and Doors, because that is the brand new experience center where you can test out, see all nine different styles of Pella Windows and Doors to fit your particular tastes. You get to see what the vinyl looks like, maybe match the fiberglass, or check out the luxurious wood and fall in love with it at the brand new Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. In as little as one day, your home can be so much more energy efficient and also be that much more valuable on the open market. Why block out the beautiful sunshine we're getting today? Guys, I know my role. It's one of the only 50 degree days that we've gotten in the last 4 or 5 months. Why on earth would you want to lock out the sunshine and the beautifulness that we're getting outside? The roll screen option from Pella Windows and Doors allows you to take all the sunlight you get in the winter and bring it right in with natural light into your home, guys. The 2019 Most Innovative Window Award, it is the roll screen option. You can test it out today and see maybe if that is going to fit into your particular taste. But guys, now through the end of March, and we are just at the start of March, we have a new financing offer for you with Pella Windows and Doors. Zero payments for 5 months and 0% financing for 5 years on qualifying projects to approved credit. One more time. That is 5 months of zero payments and zero APR financing for 5 years on qualified projects due to approved credit, or it's 50% off painting or staining of qualified Pella products. How about that? Make window replacement a part of your 2020 vision today. Stop in or call Pella Windows and Doors to schedule your free in-home consultation today. Just go online, PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard here before we get out of here. This one's still on ABC. The Philadelphia 76ers in the middle of the second quarter, about 9 minutes left in that one. They are at Staples taking on the LA Clippers today. Bucks, the only final in the association today on a Sunday, but a couple of more matinees. It's now 53-48 Sixers with about 7 minutes left in the first half in that one. Mavericks taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves up 9. Luka Doncic was partying with his 21st birthday celebration. They have about 6 minutes left in the second there. Mavericks cruising in Minneapolis over the Timberwolves. All other games on the docket tonight, the Raptors, after they had a stunning loss against this Charlotte Hornets team just last night, 99-96. The Raptors are back on the floor tonight in Denver, taking on the Nuggets, who come in at 40-19, 23-7 at home at Pepsi Center. Pistons on the road in Sacktown tonight. That one tips off at 5 o'clock at Golden 1. Lakers and Pelicans, the OG against the Rook, as it's also been referred to. It's LeBron against Zion part 2, that one on ESPN. Did you even think that ESPN would let that one get out of primetime? No sir, no chance. Lakers and Pelicans tonight at Staples, also, or in New Orleans, excuse me, that one is And that one will be at Smoothie King Arena for Lakers and Pelicans tonight on national television. And it's Wizards and Warriors tonight. Also, that one tips off at 7:30. That one out by the bay in San Francisco. Bucks back on the floor tomorrow night. Take on the Miami Heat in their side of a back-to-back. A big one. Bucks and Heat. The only other time these two have faced was back at Fiserv Forum to open up the home stand, open up the home season for your Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks took a loss in overtime in that game. Now 52-8. That's 60 games in. Ladies and gentlemen, we got 22 to play. One of them comes up tomorrow night. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. This has been the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Bucks win a tough one in Charlotte, 93-85. Thanks to Austin, Texas on the other side. Thanks to all of you for joining us. Thanks to Matt Velasquez. Come talk Bucks with us tomorrow night after Bucks and Heat right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.